Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Zainab, and you are tuned into the program Islamic Upbringing. In this show, we delve into the important questions and concerns that parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. Our answers are rooted in the teachings of the Holy Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Stay tuned as we seek to provide guidance and insight on raising our children in accordance with Islamic principles. And joining us today as our esteemed guest speaker is a research scholar in the House of Qom, currently pursuing a master's in psychology at Al Mustafa International University, Institute of Islamic Social Sciences, with a background in the same field from the University of Karachi. Our guest is going to bring up a unique perspective that combines expertise in both Islamic studies and psychology. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Mir Muhammad Abid to our program. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, today in this program, we are going to discuss issues related to the child who is no more a child and has now grown into an adolescent. I start with this question. As you are aware that we had many discussions on the upbringing of child, do we really need a plan, or do we have to train the parents or the guardians of an adolescent? Because, you know, brother Abid, whenever we say like upbringing or Islamic upbringing or anything, we always feel like it's only for a child. It's no more for a grown-up child. But do we really need a plan as parents for adolescents?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before I start, I would like to dedicate these discussions to the young martyrs who, despite of their challenging period of life, who despite of having all those luxuries in life, they made the best decision by gifting their life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me start with the saying of Hazrat Ali alayhi salam when he was guiding his famous companion Kumail. He says, and I quote, "Ya Kumail, ma min harakatin illa wa anta muhtajun fiha ila ma'rifa." And what does that mean? My dear listeners, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, for every action, you need knowledge.
Okay.
Or in other words, you cannot succeed in anything without having a proper knowledge about that certain action.
Right.
So while keeping this general principle in mind, we see that a human being develops and enters different stages of life, and every stage has its own importance. According to psychologists, from the human birth till their death, there are certain phases that are considered to be a critical developmental period.
Right.
And if you do not act according to the need of that period, the proper development won't take place.
Yes.
Okay. So there is a lacking in that person if you don't pay the required attention. So adolescence, that is the topic of our discussion, is one of those critical periods of human development. Okay. So yes, as a parent or the guardian needs training and a proper plan in order to actively upbring the adolescent who is in a critical developmental period.
So can you please explain, when does the adolescence period usually start? As far as the age is concerned in the girls and also in the boys, so can you just give us more insights on that?
Okay. So as far as the age is concerned, in the girls, it starts earlier than the boys. The girls usually exit from their childhood by the age of 11.
Oh.
While in the boys, they exit their earlier phase of childhood at around the age of 12.
All right. So there's a difference. Like in girls, it starts kind of earlier than boys.
Yeah, the adolescence. Just keep in mind that it's about adolescence.
Yes,
yeah.
We are not talking about the puberty or the blue age or when the obligatory actions start. You're talking psychologically right now when they exit that childhood phase and when they enter the adolescence phase. It's 1 year earlier in girls. Girls enter that age in 11 and boys in the earlier phase of their childhood around the age of 12. Well, brother, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing, and I have had the pleasure to be here with Brother Abid. Brother Abid, you said that adolescence phase is very critical phase and parents do need a plan for that, because for every phase you need a very perfect plan for upbringing. And as your children get adolescent and enter the age of adolescent, as you said, 11 in girls and 12 in boys, then parents should not consider that now they're grown up and leave them, you know, on their own. They need a perfect guidance. So you emphasize it, the word adolescence. You said, I'm talking about adolescence. I did not talk about buluugh. Can you actually differentiate between them?
Yes. The Islamic buluugh is different from what we are supposed to discuss here in these sessions, okay? So the Islamic buluugh has its own criteria for which you may refer to the books of rulings of the Maraji Taqlid.
Right.
So as far as the age criteria, just like to clarify that Islamic buluugh age, which as far as it is concerned, it starts when a girl enters her 9th year according to the Islamic calendar. And for the boys, when they enter their 15th Islamic year.
Okay.
So now, and you know that with the internet and all these facilities, it has become easier to calculate the date of buluugh through different date converters that are available online. Okay. So as it was mentioned, the adolescence that we are here to discuss starts when a girl is 11 years old. Okay. So keep that in mind. And when a boy is 12 years old, which is different from the buluugh that Islam has prescribed.
All right, so we talked about the age of buluugh, we talked about the age of adolescence, and now what's the ending period? When does it end?
Okay.
Like, which phase can you call that? This is an adolescent phase. And now you also said that in this phase, parents need to have a program. Maybe some listeners who are listening right now, they may be feeling like, okay, my child is now grown up beyond that, but let them know that when does the adolescence end?
That's a very important question, because here in this case, you know, in the Islamic buluugh, there's no end, okay? It's the starting. As you start at a certain age, the buluugh starts. But the adolescence is one of the phases of life. It's one of the developmental stages, okay? So as far as the end is concerned, which is an important concern, which we need to know, so what you're supposed to do is just add 6 years to it. So for girls, it's 11 plus 6, that is 17 years. While for the boys, it is 12 plus 6, that is 18 years. So by the age of 18, a boy is leaving his adolescence and entering into the early adulthood years.
Right. So if the parents who are listening, somebody is like, has a girl who is still in this phase of, I may say 11 to 17, and also a parent is listening whose boy is in the age group of 12 to 18, they are the adolescents, and you must have a proper plan. And what kind of proper plan and all, we will discuss that with our guest speaker, but after a short break. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for many useful insights on Islamic upbringing.
The Prophet wasallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. Today we have had the pleasure to be with Brother Abid. So as we are here again into the discussion of adolescence, so Brother Abid, what else do we have in store?
Okay, so we just mentioned the age range of adolescence, okay? But someone might question that, is it really this much fixed? Like it starts right exactly by 11?
At 11 and ends at 17,
exactly,
and girls. Ends
at, well, the answer for this question might be, normally it should be like this, okay? But there are always exceptions.
Yes, there are.
Exactly.
Especially with the exposure that we have today.
Exactly. So what is important is that we need to look for the characteristics of this developmental stage. We found girls and boys to become mature earlier than those given years. Even you'll find some reaching 24 years of age, and they are still behaving like an adolescent, okay? For example, the stubbornness is still there, like they at times easily disrespecting others, that are like some negative characteristics of this age group.
They are rebellious.
They are in kind of a fantasy world. So we need to look for specific characteristics of adolescents that inshallah we'll be discussing in our other discussions and episodes.
No, discuss. We have time. We have like 2-3 minutes.
Okay. For example, those characteristics that we'll discuss in detail, that an adolescent is looking for an identity. So there's an identity crisis. And we find that some of these adolescents, they even cross 18 and they still don't know who they are. They haven't discovered themselves.
All right.
We are supposed to know who we are, what we want to be, what we are good at, okay? These are some important discussions that we need
to discuss in detail.
Exactly.
Let's give that a pause here. We discussed so far that one of the important developmental phases is the adolescence, which starts in girls at 11 and ends at 17, which starts in boys at 12 and ends at 18. That means girls are a year ahead than boys in terms of adolescence. And brother said that there are many, many changes that occur in this important phase of life. So for that thing, parents need a proper plan, because brother said that the teenagers become rebellious, they become troublemakers. You may find the child who was once a very nice kid is now a big troublemaker. So in order to deal with them, we need delicate planning, and brother is going to help us with those plans in the upcoming episodes. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Just in case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you'll find an archive of programs named Islamic Upbringing there. If you had any queries and questions, please feel to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, take good care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.